What's up, Empire fans? We are back with a new episode, Shift and Save Yourself, breaking news about my boy, Jussie Smollett, and a lot more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! We are back again. It feels good to be back. I was out last week, but we have our honorary guest host here again.
Yes, it's me. It's your boy, Jay Lamar, y'all. Hey, how y'all doing?
You know, it's so funny because me and Jay Lamar are actually friends, but however, I talk to him every day and he never tells me that he's going to be on my show that week. It's always such a surprise! And we love surprises over here.
Sure do.
At AfterBuzz. But we have to get into something that's breaking that I have to talk about. If you guys have been following the show, you know how passionate I am about Jussie Smollett. Obviously, he's passionate. He has the Jussie shirt on. But I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I feel like I've already spent enough time on this. But Jussie Smollett, this isn't a surprise to me, has been acquitted of all of his charges. Now, if you can see here, yes, shout out to Jussie.
Where's the round of applause?
A round of applause for Jussie Smollett being free, vindicated. I actually tweeted back in February, I can't wait for Jussie Smollett to be vindicated. Y'all gonna owe him apology real soon. And that was February 23rd. And guess what? He has been vindicated. But it doesn't stop there.
It does not.
So, according to our good friends over at the Neighborhood Talk, the justice attorney, actually still believes that Jussie is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still think that Jussie is guilty or...
Now, here's what I think. I think when it comes to everything being dropped and dismissed, it's time to move on with the situation. Okay. If the justice system within Chicago has believed that there are no more criminal charges against Jussie, let it go and let's move on.
Yeah.
Why drag him and his family mm-hmm. through heartache and pain? If he mm-hmm. was taken into the situation as the victim...
Mm-hmm.
And now he's leaving this situation as, you know, the accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now that he charges have been dropped, he's back to the victim. So if he wants to do away with it, mm-hmm. you do away with it.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. And then another thing to me, it's like, how sloppy does that look to release somebody of all charges and then to turn around and say, we still believe he's guilty? So Chicago, you guys,
you're
wasting time, and it does not look good for your city, according to the Kanika Jenkins, Laquan McDonald, and it's just.
And the mayor has not talked about those cases, but you're sitting on podiums, you're on Good Morning America, mm-hmm. you're on the Today Show, like you're doing all of this publicity tour
mm-hmm.
in regards to Jussie Smollett. But when you have issues like that come up in the city, why are you not publicly putting those issues on a platform for America to see?
I agree.
If you put those issues on a platform for America to see, maybe you can get more funding for your city to maybe hire more police officers mm-hmm. So you can focus on the real crimes in the city and help mm-hmm. the real people in the city.
Mm-hmm. And so, for the chief, I'm sorry, the chief does an additional press conference about how disappointed and upset that he is, which I find to be very absurd.
At this point, it looks like the chief and the mayor are in this for their own personal
yes.
gain.
Yes.
Whatever more, you know, of course the mayor, he probably wants to be senator.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day he wants to follow behind Barack Obama and become president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he wants to do, I think that he's trying to map it out through the Jussie Smollett situation.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. The Jussie Smollett situation has not allowed you to prove that your city is a good city at all.
Oh, 100%.
The criminal justice system in your city and the crime rate within your city is terrible.
So bad.
And you are at the front of it. So what are you doing to change that? What are you doing to give back and change and get those kids off the blocks and putting them in schools and putting them in college? Come on now, change your role. Because right now you're looking like you on Empire.
It looks very Empire.
Very Empire-ish.
And I just want to close by saying this. If the charges don't fit,
you must acquit. Time to go, and let's focus on the real crimes of the city.
100%.
Jussie Smollett need to move out of Chicago anyway.
He does.
Come on back to L.A. We welcome you.
We receive you, Jussie.
Come back to us, Jussie.
Come back to us. Now let's get into this episode.
Woo!
Let's talk about Andre with his stage 4 cancer.
You really had to go right into that?
I had to.
Oh my goodness.
You know, when I first seen it, it just really broke my heart.
Shocking.
But you know what? Offline, you said something very interesting. You gave a very interesting theory about what could possibly be happening. Because, you know, Empire is one of those shows that it's like up and down. You believe one thing, then that's not really the truth. And so what were your overall thoughts about it?
About that particular situation, because we were talking about, oh my God, is that, because every throughout the entire season, we all are assuming or trying to assume who's going to be in the casket. Mm-hmm. So when we were at the table watching the show, you know, Shel said, oh my God, Andre's going to be the one in the casket. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, probably, because I'm under the assumption that Andre is ready to move on with his career mm-hmm. and is ready to tackle other things other than Empire. And Empire probably takes up a good amount of his time. So I think Andre would probably be the one in the casket. And I think that, you know, it's time for Andre to go.
But do you think the show is over? Like, this is the last season?
Well, you know, that was another thing we talked about. We looked at the fact that if Andre dies, mm-hmm. Jesse doesn't come back. Because they haven't said that Jesse is coming back. Whether or not he's coming back.
They haven't.
You know, then it just leaves Hakeem.
And I love Keem. I love Keem, yeah. Trust me, but he can't carry the show.
He won't be able to carry the show. That's a lot of weight. He won't be able to carry the show. And I can say, like, this season, he's played a very low-key role thus far this season. Like, he hasn't had a whole lot of drama or anything come his way. So, if Jamal gone and Andre gone, what's going to happen?
I don't know. And I feel like with this situation, with Hakeem being so low key, like you said, they've really been pushing to put Tiana to the forefront. Like, I feel like we've seen more of her now, which I'm happy about because I kind of like her character. I think she looked so amazing opening scene, like the wardrobe, the dancing and everything. And I like seeing more of her because in the beginning, I felt like we didn't see enough of her. But with going back to Andre, if he leaves the show,
that's it. I told you what I think. I think that, you know, and you agree that this might be the farewell season. Yeah. Unexpected farewell season. And if they do come back in the fall, I think it'll be a very short and sweet season and mm-hmm. it's time for to roll out. But to speak on Tiana taking the forefront, I feel like Tiana should have taken the forefront two seasons ago mm-hmm. when she had that hit song.
Yeah, but then they made her pregnant, which was, to me, it was like...
But that hit song was like real life popping. I just came in here to dance. I'm not looking for a man. That song was like played in every club. It was popping.
It was.
And to me, that was her time of elevation. And they didn't capitalize off of that.
Like, no, they didn't. They made her pregnant. It was like, what?
What? And then she sat down.
Like a baby right now?
Right now. Like...
And I'm not too fond of this her versus Treasure business, but I get the message that they try to convey about women in the music industry and how they try to pin you. It was like they tried to have like a whole Cardi B, Nicki Minaj moment. Like Jamal was like, hey, you two, like, can't you see they're trying to pin you against each other?
But like I said last week, when I was guest hosting last week, I said that Treasure.
Again, for the second time.
For the second time. I feel like Treasure has that oomph. She has that fire behind mm-hmm. her. Tiana does not have that oomph or that fire behind her.
She,
to be an artist, yes.
Okay.
But to be compared or competing against somebody, mm-hmm. like, to me, I automatically, when I see the two of them competing against each other, I automatically look at Treasure.
Because she's fiery.
Yeah, she's fiery. She's feisty. And she got that oomph. Tiana don't. Tiana's very low-key, classy.
How do you feel about her acting on the show, though?
Questionable. It's okay. I think it's...
You feel like she needs a coach, a more coaching, or...
Yeah, I definitely would say that. I mean, yeah, I don't see her as a shining star.
So you believe Treasure more than you believe
I do.
Tiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even last week when they got into it and Tiana said, I'm wearing Fendi and I'm wearing Gucci. It was like, girl, you can't come pop up. Girl, I'm wearing Fendi and I'm wearing Gucci.
What? How?
Fendi and Gucci.
How?
Fendi and Gucci. Like, where was her city girls at?
Because she's not a city girl. That's not her character. You want everybody to be ratchet. He always connects to, like, the ratchet characters on the show. Like,
sure do.
Like, I love Treasure. She's feisty. She's spunky. And mm-hmm. me, I'm, like, more classy. So I connect with Tiana more. Like, you just
that's
sit there
and Portia
be cute.
Is my favorite character on the show.
And that's not the show tonight.
I love Portia. I'm sorry.
Portia from Shout The Housewives.
No. I'm talking about Portia from this show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said about Portia from Housewives of Atlanta.
No.
Oh, I'm talking about Portia from Empire.
Yes.
Oh, I can't stand Portia's character.
Ain't that the show we're doing?
Anyways, I cannot stand Portia's character. She is so ghetto.
I love it. And she's fire. Like, vocally, like, her spinning.
Vocally, her rapping skills A1 in real life. Fire. I love her in real life. I don't like her fire. Character on and the show so much.
Didn't push her to the front, too, so.
I don't know. We haven't been seeing much of her. Very Maybe light. Because she's booked and busy. Hopefully, she is booked and busy because she really can rap. Like, I really love her skills.
So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, for characters like Portia and Tiana and Treasure, it's like, you don't want the show to end because you want to see how their characters build up.
True.
But also, I can see Lee Daniels shifting those characters to Star.
Okay, because it's more of... Star is more of like that musical type of show where there's more music.
And shows can't stand musicals, yo.
I cannot stand musicals. Like, if it's a musical, I will not go.
Yeah, but I could definitely see Lee shifting them to that show. Mm. And, you know, them being managed maybe by Queen Latifah's character on Star or something like that. Because I definitely see them three prospering in music somehow, some way.
Lee Daniels, reach out to Jay Lamar if you have any...
I am a creative genius, Lee.
Can you... we have a special message for you guys, actually, over here at AfterBuzz.
Yes. Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we really need your help. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel, give us ratings on iTunes, 5 stars, and leave a comment. Be a part of AfterBuzz, and we truly appreciate each and every one of you for continuing to make our dreams happen here at AfterBuzz TV. Yes. So make sure you guys comment, reshare, repost, tell your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy, and your grandma.
All that.
And thank you so much for your support. We truly appreciate it. This live chat is going.
And I love our live chat. Let's talk about it. What are they saying?
Karen Scott says, I just love Empire. Frank S. said that, I love Jamal. I hope he stays on the show.
Me too.
But Jesse is lying. Not Frank.
Not Frank. You heard us just give a whole spiel on how he's innocent and was vindicated now.
Frank said that Andre had him crying.
Me too.
Jamie Gray. Hey, Jamie! You know what, Jamie?
What did Jamie say?
Jesse still staged the attack. I think
he Bye, Jamie!
I think he maybe had a deal to get the case dropped. They did emphasize that maybe, I'm gonna state facts, they didn't emphasize that maybe he did reach a plea deal, so I'm not gonna lie about that. They did say that he maybe did a plea deal, but however, I still believe him.
But the thing about the plea deal is, it was an amazing plea deal because his records are sealed. Signed, sealed. And you know what, when I seen that, I said, that is so Empire. Like, that is so Lucius lying behind the scenes with a gun, like, to somebody's throat.
When this situation happened and you called me, what did you say? What in the Empire happened?
That's the fact. I mean, I feel like we are in a live-action episode.
Real life.
Because the fact that the records were sealed, that is very Lucius lying. That's very tricky, going behind the scenes with a gun to somebody, threatening them, putting a bag over their head, dropping them off in the middle of nowhere, saying, make sure that Jamal Lyon, Jussie Smollett records are sealed. And
the whole situation is an episode of Empire from, like, start to finish. Like, yes. I can foresee this being a Lifetime special.
Oh, yes.
I can definitely see this being a Lifetime movie because, I mean, it's movie worthy. It's crazy, heartbreaking, but it's also, like, movie worthy because, like, of course, we want to know more of the story, but also I hate to see people down, so I definitely want to see Jesse come back from this entire situation.
But you know what? We are never going to know the real story.
And that's, you know, truly, honestly and truly, that's fine.
That's fine with me, too.
I would just like to see happiness in his life.
Me, too.
And the two boys. I would like to see, you know, I would like to see happiness in their life, too. They've been quiet.
And they should stay quiet, because if it wasn't for them doing all of this retracting, going back and forth with this check business, we kind of really wouldn't even know what happened. So they've been quiet. I am not concerned with them.
I wonder, were they... Is there a commentary about the case, you know, being sealed as well? Because you would think that if they were allowed to speak, Good Morning America would be on Good Morning America in a minute.
I'm pretty sure they have a cease and desist. And you know what? Also, I do not like Jussie's Matrix outfit that he comes in the court wearing with that slick long coat and those glasses. I'm just like, are you about to go summon a vortex? Like, he looks like he's
It's cold in Chicago. So he just does,
so and like it, the black gloves, it's very serial killer to me. But speaking of killers, Damon. Damon and Tricky now, their dynamic is pretty dangerous. Damon is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. When I seen him slaughter that man tonight on the episode with that golf club, I said, I don't know. He ain't got no chill. He doesn't. And I'm like, Tricky, I don't know what you got yourself involved in, but you was better off hanging out with Lucius.
Period.
And now that he's with Damon, and it's like, he's in danger. Period. Because he actually put a gun to his girlfriend. I forgot the girlfriend's name. I do apologize. He put a gun in her neck and threatened her. He let her go, but then he told Tricky that it's not enough. But all of this, honestly, ironically, is in the name of love. He's doing all of this to get to Cookie. And I'm just like, Cookie?
In the name of lust.
You think it's lusty?
It's really lusty.
It's lusty.
There's something going on. Like, there is a reason behind his plan of attack. Mm. He ain't doing this. He not doing this just to win Cookie over.
It has something to do with him gaining power of empire.
It's something. And Cookie doesn't even know what he did. Like him stealing a painting and stuff. Yeah. Like they shouldn't even know that. So he's doing this for some reason. There's some reason behind him doing what
he's doing. So it's not in the name of love. It's in the name of power, you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this show is all about. Yes. This show is all about. You were right. It's all about money. Sex and power, really, and it's all to get back to Lucius. Mm-hmm. But I felt like he maybe really genuinely wants to, I guess, have sex with her, not get to know her.
Not at all.
He's not like, hey, let's sit down, let's talk, let's have a conversation. He's kind of like, I want to get what I want to get, and if I have to go through you by having sex with you, then I will 100% do that. So I guess you are right about that. I thought maybe he was like obsessed with her, like in a fan way.
I think there's some logistics behind it. There's a reason behind his action.
Things that make you go,
It makes me think too. How we are already putting Andre in the casket, just because of what we heard.
Ooh.
But we know how Empire works. Mm-hmm. They could open that casket and it could be Cookie.
Ooh, that should have been in predictions, which is coming up later.
I'm going to save that, yeah.
But you know what? Or, given that it is Empire, you can open the casket and it could be a note. You know how they are. A note, and it says, Lucius, I'm coming for you. Like, really? Y'all did all of this for a note? That's some Lee Daniels stuff for sure. A magazine clipping, a picture, anything crazy.
But I think it's time for something to... The Jussie Smollett situation actually brought light to Empire and I think a little bit more viewership.
Well, allegedly it dropped in ratings. I don't believe that, but that's just what the blogs were saying. I'm going to check
for sure. Because I could see more people interested in how was he before all this happened?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you would think, but allegedly, like I said, and when I've been reading.
So tomorrow, is next week his final episode?
Oh, because there's only 4 episodes left.
Yeah, or we got the next.
Probably so.
We got to have something for him.
No, we should. We should have a little party.
A Jussie Smollett. Coming to an end.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And Empire's on their way on the road. They're giving a free show, you guys. I just think it's a bad idea. The show is going to be free.
Is that news?
No.
What?
I'm talking on the show. It's called the Trust Tour. Where were you?
Yes.
Where have you been?
Wait a minute. I'm like.
Oh, you thought I was saying in real life.
The play.
No.
Was that? Because y'all, Shells will call me or send me. She sends me 32 DMs a day. Everything that's on the Neighborhood Talk page.
Shout out to Kyle.
She sends Neighborhood Talk. She sends me. So I'm like, you didn't send me that today. Like, what?
No. This is
when the Tyler Perry tour.
Farewell show.
Farewell show.
No, so if you guys are catching up with the episode, if you haven't watched it, so Jamal came in with this great idea. It was like, you know what? Hakeem's video shoot was fired. You know what we're missing? We are missing a tour. So I think myself, Jamal, Jussie, or have you, should go on tour with Hakeem. And they were all for it, but there was no funding.
Yep.
Okay. So they decided to say, you know what, we are going to take it on the road because we want to build the trust after Andre came in with this big explosion. Like, calm down. You guys don't even trust each other. How are people supposed to trust you? I'm mad and angry because I have cancer and I'm leaving. It was like a big scene. Mm-hmm. Made a big spectacle. But so they decided to go on the road and the tickets are free. And I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't see why not. I feel like they need to regain the support of their fans.
Do you trust shows that are free? Like your biggest fan, who you're a fan of?
You know, Beyonce, Katy Perry.
Okay. Jessie, uh-huh. If they had a free tour, you wouldn't think that was sketchy?
I would get there early.
I think think free tours are so sketchy to me. That looks
that's like when you go to the club and they have live music playing, it's free to get in.
No, I think live tours are sketchy because to me it's like you.
What's the budget?
Yes, like something is up, like you're going downhill. I just think that
it's in real life, if you went to a free tour, it was more than likely advertised by a particular advertising company. So like if you went on a tour and it was free, Coca-Cola has paid for you to go on this tour, mm-hmm. just to promote the Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. So that,
but they didn't have sponsorship.
Yeah, they didn't have any sponsorship. So.
And I'm just like, so how are you guys going to do a free tour without sponsorship?
What in the empire is going on?
What in the empire is going on? I like this episode, honestly, it kind of dragged.
Yeah, it was a
drag. It was a slow one. Thank God. Well, not thank God Andre had cancer, but thank God.
That was the only thing that really happened.
The cancer announcement really pulled on my heartstrings and it really broke my heart because he just showed that he is so fearful as a man. He even had his girlfriend. He wanted his girlfriend to sign over the papers to just kind of relinquish everything. But that girlfriend was like, listen.
I ain't doing it. I don't want your money.
She grabbed his hand, put it up to his heart. It was like, you did the impossible for me, so I'm going to do the impossible for you.
Let me tell y'all.
We are going to beat this cancer.
I listen to City Girls too much.
Why?
So I would have signed that paper.
Act up.
You can get it snatched up. Act up. You can get it snatched up.
Signing on a rich scam.
Like, what you doing? Coming up. Oh, I'm just I'm sorry. That was...
If anybody ever dates you, I hope they don't ever get sick.
I hope they don't either.
Let's go back to the live chat. Erica Walker said, it's time for Treasure to go. Frank S. says, Treasure needs to be buried. Yes, Erica and Frank and Damon needs to go too for stealing cookie. And he put a cookie emoji. I love that. Very cute. Jamie Gray, I said what I said.
We heard you, Jamie.
We heard you, Jamie. Thank you, guys. Shout out to the live chat. Like, I really agree. It is popping in here. Oh, Erica said it's that season. Shout out to you, Erica Walker. Andre and Terry Hart. Yes. All right. Live chat was super popping. But it's time right now to get into our special segment, which is Oh No You Didn't.
Oh No You Didn't.
Ooh. Oh No You Didn't. So, you guys are new here. Mm-hmm, oh, no, you didn't. It's our special segment where we talk about our moments of the show where it was like, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you did not.
So, what was your oh, no, you didn't moment?
Well, homegirl came and didn't sign the paperwork for Andre. Oh, no, you didn't. Girl, is you foolish or you
she
dumb?
She left him.
When he gone, you got to still feel his love.
But she's under the impression that he's not going anywhere.
Girl, he done told you he leaving in 6 months. He coming up out of here. The Lord is taking him.
No,
the Lord is taking him. He's trying to make sure you're taken care of.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Girl, you may be at that funeral crying, but knowing that account is sitting real rich.
She don't want the money. She want love.
She crazy.
He got
love her. Love don't pay the bills. Love don't live here anymore.
He got her son out of jail.
Great.
You are a terrible human.
Girl, say you would not sign. Know how much he's worth. Let's say he's worth $20 million. And he's like, I'm about to die. I want you to have $20 million. What you going to say, Shelsie Bat?
I'm going to say, no, we're going to beat this cancer after I sign.
And I'm going to say, we're going to beat this cancer no matter what. You want me to take this to the lawyer?
Has this already been notarized or?
It's mailed in. I don't trust it. We should fax it.
Faxing is faster.
And quicker.
How many weeks you said? 4?
Oh, we got to do this tonight.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. No, you can't do that.
Why? He wants to make sure that she's taken care of. Her son is taken care of.
So you keep it, right? You keep it. Let's say something happens where he just gets rushed to the hospital. Like, oh my God, this is it, that moment. Then, you know, while you're grieving, you're in the hospital room. It's like they're telling you this is the last thing.
No.
You sign it.
Uh-huh.
Because what if he doesn't die? You know how many times, typical cases
of cancer. Everybody come out of here one day. Still got this. Still got it. I'm not a gold digger. I'm just smart.
She loves that man.
Uh-huh.
Terrible, terrible human. Please, if you ever date him, be aware. Like, do not get cancer. Don't let any of things happen to you.
If you date me, please be aware that I will have you sign, you know, a life insurance policy. Everybody should have a life insurance policy.
But it was more than that. That was supposed to be life insurance or something else?
That's everything. Everything that's Andre become hers.
She don't want no part of that family. I wouldn't want to be connected to that Lucius family.
And she shouldn't be with the son.
Anyway, so moving on. So my oh no you didn't moment had to be when Andre probably announced that he had cancer. So we're in the same kind of vein because I just wasn't expecting that. Like, he went to the doctor. He had the CT scan. I was like, okay, it must be something very bad.
Yeah.
You know, there's blood on the brain. But I was expecting him to say something like, I don't know, the bleeding is gone. It was like a miracle.
Because Shells was mad because we couldn't hear because, you know, they had to play the little music and stuff.
And he blacked out.
Like, blacking out.
And I was like, what did
he say? I'm like... I hear it either. Like,
he got what? He got what? So when I seen it, I was like, I literally stood up, y'all. Like, I backed up and was like, I grabbed Jen in my hand like,
That's aggressive. First of all, that's an aggressive type of cancer. Cancer, lymphoma, stage four.
Stage four.
You up out of here, sis.
Stage four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jen Lamar said something very interesting also after that moment. With Empire being as crazy as it is, Jen Lamar said, what if... The son, what's the son's name again? The love child, Lucius's love child, Kingsley might have paid a doctor to say that Andre has stage four cancer.
Cause y'all know how Empire is. So I'm like, what if? Cause we were trying to figure out who in the casket. So what if it's not Andre? What if it's Jamal? What if it's Cookie? What if it's Hakeem? I'm like, okay, Andre not about to die within the next 3 episodes. Let's next episode he in the hospital. Then he on life support next episode. Then he going up out of here. Then it's time for the funeral. So I'm like, what if Kingsley paid a doctor to tell Andre he had cancer, knowing that Andre would sign over or give his portion of the company to somebody? And what if he signs over, gives the company to this girl? And what if she... is being paid by Kingsley too. So you never know what's going on with Empire. But I think I got it figured it out.
And you know what? If that is true, you need to put us on y'all creative writing team.
Yep, I'm available Monday through Friday.
Email?
A book Jaylamar and Gmail.
And that was a great segue to the real prediction segment, which we're going to get into right now, our after show predictions. Okay. So I will start. I predict that Andre does not die from cancer. I think this is just something to have a...
Throw us off.
I think it's just something to shock us. Mm-hmm. It's something that they could drag for the next 4 episodes. This episode was really focused around Andre a lot. And I think the writing did that because of the Jussie situation. Because we don't know how in advance or what was going on. So they made the focal point to be Andre. But I don't believe that he's going to die from cancer. I mean, honestly, of all the cases, think about it. Jamal has been shot on this show. Didn't die. Andre was rushed to the hospital from the blood, didn't die, right? There's so many moments on these shows. Hakeem was shot, didn't die. I mean, there's so many moments on this show where people were in these situations. Lucius was sick, got Alzheimer's, all of that, did not die. I think this is just something. Why are you laughing? Something going on live chat?
Yeah, Erica Walker in a group chat said, live chat said, I predict that Treasure will get beat up.
Okay, they don't like Treasure in the live chat. They want Treasure beat up. But that's my prediction. I think that Andre is, I don't think he's going to die. I think he's going to be cured of cancer.
Mm-hmm. So as we've seen like in the previews that Cookie is going to head over to Damon's house or whatever, get her a little piece. I am going to predict that she does not sleep with him.
She just gets naked.
I think that she drops her coat at the door and they just have conversation. I predict that she's not going to sleep with him.
Yeah, she drops her coat at the door. She doesn't sleep with him. And then she kind of finds out his real motive in that moment. And
or
she kind of leaves.
Her phone rings because we did see that the girlfriend calls Lucius and tells Lucius that Andre has cancer. So her phone rings or she gets a text. Hey, Andre has cancer. And she rushes out. I don't think that she's going to sleep with him.
Yeah, that'd be too soon.
Yeah. And too predictable. Empire is one of them shows you just don't know what's coming.
That's true. That would be like...
You don't know what's coming.
That would be too much like Right.
too much, like, right. So I don't think she's going to sleep. I predict she's not going to sleep with him.
That's good. Well, we have to stay tuned next week to find out. So we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am your host, Shelzy Vet, and you can follow me on all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and all that good jazz, Instagram, at BombshellB0MBCHEOL.
You sure?
Yes, I changed my Instagram, you guys, but it's Bombshell with a zero.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at I Am J Lamar.
Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.